Hello and welcome to the Blues Guitar Show podcast with me, Ben Martin, from thebluesguitarshow.com, the podcast that brings you passion, practice and perseverance for your guitar playing journey. Hope everyone is having a good week out there this week. It's getting nice and sunny here, which is always, always good fun. I've been listening to a lot of music over the last few weeks, so cheers if you've been following me on Instagram, which is at Blues Guitar Show Podcast. If you haven't followed me already, do go and follow me. I put up all kinds of stuff, from little videos of tips and tabs and a lot of the tabs for some of the podcast stuff that I teach, but along with stuff that I'm generally listening to and enjoying. And I've been listening to a lot of older blues stuff over the last few weeks. It started off, I got into this deep dive with kind of Etta James stuff, and then started listening to loads of T-Bone Walker, which I hadn't really listened to for a long time. And I was listening to T-Bone Walker and learning a few of the solo licks and thinking, this reminds me so much of when I used to play jazz. And when I used to play, there was a period of time where I was playing gypsy jazz, kind of Django Reinhardt style stuff. And one of the coolest techniques in jazz I noticed that T-Bone Walker actually does in his music, which is a kind of mix of jazz blues stuff. But if you listen to something like T-Bone Shuffle, it has a lot of this one technique. And this one technique is kind of really good for making your blues sound more jazzy. So if you want to kind of be able to cross that path where your blues stuff is sounding a little bit more jazzy, if you're going to blues jams and you're playing stuff like 3 o'clock blues and you want it to sound, have that little bit of edge, a little bit of extra sparkle, this technique is really, really useful. And this technique is really simple. It's called chromaticism. Now, if you don't know what that means, the chromatic scale, as they call it, is basically just going up chromatically, so playing every single note. So, for example, the chromatic scale in A would be A sharp, B, you know, going up. So you literally just play every single tone on the guitar, and that's what's called playing chromatically, adding in the notes on every semitone, so playing fret 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, you get the idea. But where this starts to sound really cool is when you mix it with a, say, pentatonic scale. And this is how T-Bone Walker uses it a lot of the time, with his sort of like... Now, the cool thing about this is that you can basically start doing this straight away. It's built on this fun idea where if you take your minor pentatonic scale positions 1 and 2, let's run over those in the key of A just so we've got them under our fingers. So key of A, position 1 minor pentatonic would be 5 from the 6th string up. We're going to go from the 6th string down, sorry. We go 5, 8, 5, 7, 5, 7, 5, 7, 5, 8, 5. Now, instead of just running on that scale, what we're going to do is highlight, so accent the notes that are in the pentatonic scale, but actually play every single note in between it. Now, there's nothing wrong with using these notes. It's very easy to get it kind of drilled in, the idea that the notes in between these notes are the wrong notes. Oh, I'm hitting the wrong notes. They're only the wrong notes if you stay on them. If you use them as passing notes to get to another note, I mean, well, firstly, there's no such thing as a wrong note. There's just notes that sound harmonically more dissonant than others. So that's worth pointing out. And I know Miles Davis had a famous quote about it, where there's no such thing as a wrong note. But they're the notes that we tend to not want to use because they don't sound harmonically pleasing. But they can sound really, really good if we are using them on the way to the right note. It actually increases that kind of dissonance, that kind of... tension and release feel that we really like, especially with blues playing. Blues solos are all about tension and release, and this is just another way to do it. And essentially, when you're bending a note, you are going through a lot of these tones to get from one note to another. So if I bend, say, this note here, all I've done there is really I'm going through that note. But as long as I don't hold it on the flat note and we get there, as long as we get to the note eventually, it creates a really cool tension and release. So we're going to accent the notes in the minor pentatonic in position 1 in the key of A, but we're going to fill in every single note in between them. So that's going to be 5 with an accent, then 6, then 7, then 8 with an accent. So what that would sound like is... do the same on the string below. We go 5 and then soft note on the 6, accent again on the 7. Same again. So all together that would be and you get these notes. That suddenly all become available. So if we try and do that, but we put it into a lick, so say a really simple lick like a... Nice simple blues lick. We're going to go from the fret 7 on the G string. We're going to bend that. Hit fret 5 on the strings 2 and then 1. So typical kind of movement. Then fret 8 on the second string. And why not? Let's bend that up to the root. So... No, this is probably a lick everyone's played before. Let's try and see if we can chromaticize it. So, or we can just start to throw in these chromatic licks. And just start to see what happens when you throw those notes in, because you get this really different sound. It doesn't sound like a typical kind of blues lick. It gives it a really different sound with that. You know, with the mixture of those chromatic notes thrown in with the minor pentatonic, we get a really, really interesting sound. Now, let's do the same thing, but this time with the second position, minor pentatonic, again in the key of A. So this one time, we're going to start with our second finger on fret 8 on string 6. We're going to go 8 to 10, drop down a string. We're going to go 9, 10, nope, sorry, 8, 10, drop down a string, 7, 10, 7, 10 again, 7, 9, 8, 10, 8. Do the same thing with the accented notes. We're going to go 8, 9, 10, 7, 8, 9, 10, 7, 8, 9, 10, 7, 8, 9, 8, 9, 10, 8, 9, 10. Now, if we combine that by playing two strings at a time with our position 1, minor pentatonic, with the chromatic notes thrown in, we get 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Drop down a string, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Then we get 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So now we've got all this... to play with, and just stick on a backing track, a simple backing track in the key of A, just a normal A blues, and then see if you can throw some of those. Some of those licks in using the chromatic tones. The way to think about this is that these are your threading notes. You can't land on these notes, because that if you land on these notes, that's when you're going to get that harmonic difficulty where it doesn't sound great. But what you can do is use them all as passing notes. And if you land on a note and you think, like this one, that doesn't sound, you know, that is not working over my A, you're only ever one fret away either side from one that does work. Okay, so your A, that one, that doesn't work. Down one fret, works fine. Up one fret, works fine. So when you hear a wrong note, quote unquote, you're always only one fret away from getting to the right note. So that kind of T-Bone Walker style of playing, where you have the... You just got to think about where you're hanging these notes. About, yeah, the notes that we're landing on, the notes that we're hanging on, and how it's relating to everything else. But it gives us so much more vocabulary to play with, and you get that really kind of jazzy sound. If you wanted to hear somebody else who's an absolute master of this style, it's not blues, but if you listen to Django Reinhardt, he is an absolute master of doing this. And some of the some of the slower pieces, because the faster ones, it's hard to pick out exactly what he's doing. Although, of course, it sounds incredible. But try and listen to some of the slower Django swing stuff, even something like Minor Swing. It's really worth checking out for that style, to hear how that chromaticism can make your playing sound just a little bit different. Play around with it. You'll find some new shapes and new areas on the neck that you want to explore. And it will give you that kind of jazzier edge to your playing. So I hope that was useful. Please do leave a review if you find this stuff useful. It would really, really help me out. Hoping to have another few cool interviews coming up, but if there's anybody that you think I should be talking to, anybody that you'd love me to speak to, just let me know. Shoot me an email, ben@thebluesguitarshow.com. Also, if you have anything that you want to me to discuss in particular, as you may have seen if you're on the email list already, but if you've got anything you want me to talk about in particular, leave a review, preferably with 5 stars, and then say, and just comment a question, and I will answer your question. I'll answer all of those that are getting reviews, every single question. Anyway, have a great week, everybody, and I'll catch you all next time. Are you fully fretboard confident? Do you know where the notes are, how they connect, and how they move up and down the strings? My latest book, The Triad Method, is all about using simple 3-note shapes to completely unlock the fretboard. This book is absolutely full of light bulb moments that are going to demystify the neck 3 notes at a time. I've compiled a huge number of diagrams, shapes, and exercises based on over 10 years of teaching this stuff to make it as simple as possible. Download The Triad Method and see for yourself today. Link is in the description below.